Continuing our conversations with inanimate objects, but also talking about consequences of tumah when it comes to certain actions like making mechatos. Hasoref para, the one who burns the para aduma, uparim, or the bulls, or unspoken, the seirim, the he-goats, which were burned, offered on Yom Kippur, the bull of the Kohen HaMoshiach, the bull for the inadvertent chatos for the community when the tzibur does an avera, also a seir, which is brought for Avodah Zarah, bezdin, when they make a wrong psak. So all of these animals that are burned, the person who does the burning, v'hamashaleach ha-sa-sa'ir, and the person who pushes the goat to the Azazel off the cliff to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael, metame begodim. So all of these people, when they are doing their avoda, they actually end up becoming tame, and they make their clothing tame as well. We know this because by the Parah Aduma it says, the person who burns the Parah Aduma has to wash his clothes in water, and that shows that his clothes have become tame. They have to be washed, or they have to be brought to the mikveh afterwards to be tahar. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, it says vasarepo samicha beis begadov, the same exact idea. So this rule covers all of these various things. Also, yichabes begadov by the guy hamshaleach hasasair la azazel on Yom Kippur. So the clothing that he's wearing, and even also any garment or keli that he touches while he is dealing with the item that conveys tumah, all of that is rendered tameh. So if he touches things while he is dealing with the para aduma or the sa'ir la'azazel, he makes them tameh as well. Para uparim, on the other hand, the para aduma itself, the animals like the parim and the sa'irim themselves, the sa'ir hamishtaleach, and the sa'ir that's being sent out to the Azazel, atzman, the animals, ein metam in begadim. They are not going to convey tumah to begadim that touch them. So it's interesting that the person who's doing the operation, he is metam in begadim, but the animal itself that is being sacrificed or utilized is not going to be conveying tumah. Hareza omer, and so as a result, the clothing can say to the person who is wearing them, mitamecha lo timuni, that which made you tameh, the animal, did not make me tameh when it touched me. Da'ata timeh sani. But on the other hand, because you are wearing me, you made me tameh once you became tameh. So now it's not just the person talking to the clothing, it's the clothing talking back to the person, saying, again, the kind of counterintuitive concept that the source of the tumah didn't make me tameh, but the indirect tumah going through an agent, through you, did make me tameh. Mishnah Dalet, ha'ochel menivla sa'of, ha'tahar. If somebody eats the nevela, the improperly shechted carcass of a bird, which is tahar, which is kosher, v'hi beveis habaliyah, while it is in his gullet, once he swallows it, once a piece the size of a kezias in his mouth gets swallowed down into the throat, metame begadim. So that makes his begadim tame. Anything he is wearing or touching at the moment that he is swallowing the nevela becomes tame. Hanevela atzma eno metamo begadim. However, any garment that touches the nevela itself does not become tameh, much like the previous Mishnah where we were talking about the things that were being sacrificed. And so as a result, hareza omer, so again, the clothing could say to the person wearing it, mitamecha lo timuni, the nevela that made you tameh would not have made me tameh if I had touched it directly. Ve'ata timeh sani, but on the other hand, you, by swallowing it, made me tameh because you were wearing me or touching me at the time. So again, the direct source of the tumah is not going to cause tumah to me, says the garment, but you, the indirect reason, made me tameh instead.